Welcome to the premiere episode of The Two Ricks. Just so you know us apart, can tell us apart. I'm Rick.
I am Rick.
And this show is really about the devolution of society. We have seen society can achieve great heights technologically, and it's all too much. We really, really want to go back in time. Humans have outlasted and outlived their usefulness on this planet.
Right, right. And evolution has reached a point where it's no longer helping us and is in fact just diverting us from our proper course through history. We're saving too many lives, as George Carlin said.
It's keeping stupid people alive.
Right, right. So it's become a problem. It's the problem with evolution is we've reached a point where it's harder for us to die than it really should be. And we feel that we need to get back to where people are mortal again.
Right. And so the first thing you got to get rid of is hospitals, I say. Because, you know, if you're drunk and want to see how close you can get your face to a bandsaw, it's over for you. You've lost your chance.
Right, right.
In this society. And really, hospitals are evil. They're just keeping people, you know, if your grandma got herpes when she was 13... maybe it's time it finally took her, you know? I mean, that's not our fault.
Right, right. So the show is basically going to be us discussing things in the media, things we see in real life, things that point towards the devolution of humankind, and particularly in our society.
Devo was an 80s band. That's Devo. Not that kind of evolution.
Actually, it's exactly that kind of evolution.
Really?
Devolution. That's what they were for.
So, along the way, we will be introducing our new religion, and I'm not kidding, an actual, real new religion called the Church of Dim. We would urge you to believe, to follow, possibly to lead if we are too lazy.
Right.
And most of all,
pay your tithes.
Yes, yeah, send money.
Give us money that we can use to help you.
How much is normal tithe? How much tithing does the Bible call for?
10%? 10%.
8%. You heard it here today. 8% for the Church of Den.
Yes. With a small membership fee, which is a lot better than, you know, the big churches, which call for more than that. They want your soul and all this other crap. We just want a couple of bucks.
Yeah,
like
we don't.
30 bucks, maybe.
We don't need. Can we sell your soul on eBay? We don't want it.
No.
We've seen where your soul has been. So we don't want that. So along the way, we're going to give you a structure of what we're all about. If you'd like to take notes at home, we'll tell you of the things that we approve of and do not approve of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You were driving to work today, thinking about the things that piss you off.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to think very hard because they were occurring as I was driving. A person in a ridiculous truck. I have a long drive. I'm a commuter so that I can not only waste gasoline but help pollute the environment, which is, you know, that's important. We gotta be out there doing our part for society. So I commute to work every day, and a person pulls in front of me in this truck, just right in front of me. And, you know, I resisted the urge to crash into him. You know, my wife discourages me from crashing into people on the freeway. And I thought, I hate this person. I absolutely hate them. And I had no reason to think, you know, no reason to hate them except for how they drive.
That's enough. That is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I say that's enough. To hate them at their core. Yes.
I saw a political sticker on the back of their vehicle. And I thought, oh, it's an Obama guy. I can't hate an Obama guy, can I? And then I realized it said Romney Ryan. And I went, oh. And, you know, just to prove that I, too, am devolving, having a Romney Ryan sticker on the back of your truck, I immediately think you're a dumbass. That's just my immediate gut reaction. Republican, clearly not smart.
But anything, really. I mean, you see any kind of bumper. One man and one woman equals intercourse or whatever. The bumper sticker.
Right,
is,
right.
You know, go to hell. At the Church of Dim and on this show, we promote homosexuality. We don't tolerate it. We don't agree with it. We don't recognize its place and view it as equal. It's better. Homosexuality is better. Why? Less humans. You put two same-sex people together, it equals less human beings. You know what we don't need in this world? More human beings.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know, mandatory sterilization for everyone is the way to go. It really is. I mean, think about it. If we stopped having new people, the ones that are here would get to use what's left, right?
It would be a party. It would be a party, and it would be with no young people to be afraid of,
right?
Whether that are walking, you
right.
know, towards you in the
and
alleyway.
Get rid of helmets. God damn, helmets. I mean, not only are they not fun to wear and really uncomfortable, but they're saving people who are doing stupid shit. Let them die.
Yeah, and on the bikes especially, the bicycles, because they wear those almond-looking helmets,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Almond heads.
Yeah, almond heads.
But, you know, we're talking about it earlier, you know, truck nuts. I like to think of, you know, the global economy has just had a complete meltdown. There's no food on the shelves at the store. You know, your cupboard's empty. You're looking in the couch for pieces of old ramen and broken spaghetti sticks in the utility drawer. And your kids are looking at you like, Daddy, why didn't you buy just one more can of soup? You know, as your bodies are starting to become lifeless and you collapse in your own driveway, you know, at least you can look up at your truck nuts and go, you know, much better than purchasing food. Much better. That was the right thing. That was the right thing to do. We're not going to live another day, but, you know, truck nuts.
Truck
and,
nuts.
You know, you may think we're against these things. We are for these things. We promote truck nuts. I voted for Obama twice, but the Ryan Romney guy, awesome. Awesome, because you are indulging, you're really embracing ignorance at this point, you
yes.
know? The embracing of ignorance is exactly what we are about. You know, we don't like science. Science is made up of facts and things like that, you know? But who determines what facts are facts?
Right.
Right?
Right. I'm with you.
All right. Why do you look like you're against me?
I don't look like that.
All right. But we'll be fleshing out many, many questions over our coming episodes. And, you know, speaking of politics, who was the guy you said you was at the post office?
I live in a small logging town in southwestern Washington State, and every couple months this guy puts up a booth in front of the local post office in town that says "Impeach Obama," and it has a picture of Obama with a Hitler mustache. And my question is, where's the connection? Does Obama have like secret Jewish extermination camps around the globe that I don't know about, or has he written anything about a Kampf? Does he have a Kampf that we know of? Did he at least make small bubble-looking cars for the population so that everyone could have a car? Where's the connection?
It doesn't matter. There is no connection, and that is why it's awesome. Because if you had a connection, that would make some kind of sense.
Right.
You know,
right.
This cupcake sucks. This cupcake is Hitler. You know what I mean? That's all you need.
Right, right.
Well, yeah. I was just kidding about the cupcakes, but Hitler wasn't great, but... It's about embracing ignorance and just bringing back humanity as a whole and just taking our hold off of this great planet Earth, which we have disrespected.
Is that a word? Is disrespected a word? I've always wondered that, because it sounds to me disrespect is a thing, but I mean, do you have food for dinner, but you don't food for dinner. So you can have disrespect for something, but do you really disrespect it, or do you show it disrespect? I don't know.
I'm kind of disrespecting you for taking us on that sideline. But
if nothing else, grammar is an important point to me because it makes me feel better than the people who don't know how to use grammar properly. And if you can't have anything in life, you might as well at least feel good about yourself for a little while.
Yeah, and if it doesn't make you feel good, then it's Hitler. It's always Hitler.
Yeah, disrespecting is Hitler. I agree. Yeah,
yeah. Everything is Hitler, except for Hitler.
Yeah, no, he's not Hitler anymore. No.
Hitler was like Pol Pot or something. This like
right.
This guy's like Pol Pot.
Okay, and then the Hitler thing. The other one, we have a person who is friends with. Okay, friends on Facebook. I don't know if that really makes you friends or not.
No.
But my daughter has friends on Facebook, and one of them posted something saying Obama. Now, I'm not a huge supporter of the political system in any sense, but something this ridiculous drives me nuts. someone posted that Obama is actually the Antichrist, and he is in office to help just destroy the world.
You know, the only reason that excites me is that it means the end of the world soon. If I were to believe Christianity's version, which I do not.
Yeah, my problem is, if he's the Antichrist, he's the most boring Antichrist I've ever heard of. I mean, Damien from The Omen, right? He's got a body count of at least a dozen by the end of his 10th birthday. What's Obama got?
He's wearing a Brooks Brothers suit. It's ridiculous. You want him in a flowing robe with wings of fire, I mean, and a red pentagram burned into his chest.
Think about his satanic plan to give health care to people and help them stay alive.
What are you doing? That is the worst. That is the worst possible way to end this earth.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, maybe that's the plan. If he can stretch out how long we're here, it will become hell on earth. Maybe they're right. Maybe he is the Antichrist. And he's giving universal health care to people so that they stay alive longer and suffer for longer.
Well, you know what the Buddhists say?
No. All life is suffering? Is that what you mean?
I don't know. I was just trying to set you up for something.
Oh, the Buddhists, at least Buddha himself, would say that the essence of life is suffering. And so by detaching yourself from life, you decrease your own suffering.
But now, he might have said that after somebody kicked him in the balls.
He might have. And we, as Dr. P has said in previous conversations, he was a bit of a sexist. So can we trust him? Do we trust sexists? Only if they're blatantly ridiculous, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you have to embrace it to say, I don't think women should fly planes. You're just a dick. But if you're like... If you're like, I think women have peanut brains and they should service men with, I mean, that kind of embrace of ignorance is just wonderful. And it's the kind of thing we would like to promote here.
Yeah, yeah. And by promote, I think we mean make fun of. Or am I wrong? Are we promoting it as in please do it, or are we just
going to
laugh?
Now this is going to be a big deal for us because we are all about human beings leaving the face of the earth. But we are not about... large steps towards that end. It has to be natural. This is a grassroots natural thing.
Right, right.
No blowing shit up.
No occupy here. Just let it grow.
Just absolutely. And embrace ignorance. And, you know, you are the founder and the brains behind the Church of Dim.
Right.
So just tell us just a little bit more about what kind of beliefs it promotes.
Okay, well, the Church of Dim was something that I think about four of us here in Shawaruk came up with a few
now
years
they know
ago.
Where we live.
Yeah, but it's a big city. They can't find us.
He has to answer the phone because we're working and stuff.
This is Rick.
Better be somebody important. No, you're obsessed. Oh, obsessed. See, there are two places they can go. We're there, they're obsessed, and always coming because they don't know what the word obsessed means. So they always come to the yellow girl, need ever, and have to send them to the other building. Oh, y'all done?
Are you keeping that?
I don't think so.
Ah, you can keep it.
Okay, so anyway, Church of Dim.
Right. So the idea, the Church of Dim. DIM is actually short for Dimensional Images.
And what's the third one? Is it an acronym?
No, it's IAM. We don't know what the hell that was about. But the Church of Dimensional Images. The idea was that creative people create things that become real in our world. And we can interact with those people by interacting with the things that they created. Now, by people, I mean like Mark Twain. We can commune with the spirit of Mark Twain by reading a Mark Twain book. We can commune with the spirit of Michelangelo by looking at a poster of some naked chick he painted. You know, it's important stuff.
Michelangelo was Hitler.
He probably was. But he was not. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't. How would we know? We need a test. Is there a P test?
A Hitler test?
Yeah, Hitler test. A P test for Hitler.
If it impedes you in your life,
then
that thing
Hitler.
Is Hitler. That little old lady who is taking out pennies one at a time to pay for her Mad Dog 2020 cranberry grape. That person is Hitler, and I want to punch her in the back of the head.
You do that, and then we'll talk about it when it makes the paper. So I think that we could be on to something here.
We need publicity.
We do need publicity, and we need money. And we need that money because, well, we're not allowed to ask for money on TV or on radio unless we are a...
Did we get a TV gig? Are you hiding something from me?
That's in negotiation. Anyway... Thanks for stopping by.
In future broadcasts, we will be talking about things such as
dumb people.
Dumb people and dumber people.
And the dumb things that dumb people do.
And the fact that this is all going to end in a neon apocalypse.
And if you are a dumb person, send us a notice about the dumb thing you've done and maybe you'll make the show.
We should give them an address.
We should,
but we're not going to. All right.
Good luck.
Until next time.
Home.